It might be hard to pin down what makes a friendship really work.
I feel like we're like the Michael Jordan of friendships. Like, you can't ask Jordan. You can't ask Jordan how he does what he does. He's a freak of nature.
But clearly, some people know how to do it. Check out Life Kit's new guide from NPR on navigating the highs and lows of friendship, or subscribe to Life Kit All Guides for all of our episodes all in one place.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on August 30th, starting with G Flip and her debut release, About Us.
I got a crush on Steph Glassmith. Ooh, but she never liked no fool like me. But I'm more than my crooked teeth. No one wants to ride my wave. Am I really that insane? Mama said, don't misbehave, yeah. And if I wanna make it work, I better go and dish my dirt. So I'm sorry if you ever have to carry me home. I'm sorry if I ever make you feel so alone. I'm sorry if I never ever pick up my phone. When you really need me, you really need me. I'm sorry if you ever have to carry me home. I'm sorry if I ever make you feel so alone. I'm sorry if I never ever pick up my phone. When you really need me, I just wanna get into trouble. I wanna be out to lunch. Last girl, she hit on me, cause I would drink too much. I just wanna get into trouble. I wanna be out to lunch. Last girl, she hit on me, cause I would drink, I would drink, I would drink too much. I'm feeling low. You never know. Getting in trouble, cause I would drink, I would drink, I would drink too much. I'm chasing high.
This is G Flip. Her new album is called About Us, and this song is Drink Too Much. A singer from Australia, she's based out of Melbourne. And one, Stephen, that you first featured on the Austin 100 like a year ago, and now she's got her full-length debut out.
Yeah, in early 2018, she put out a single called About You, and it was her one and only song. It was all really anybody had to go on. She'd been in a bunch of bands. She's a drummer. She's a multi-instrumentalist. She'd sung backup in a bunch of different places. But she really, as G Flip, her real name is Georgia Flippo, we just had this one song to go on, but it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I saw her live at South by Southwest in 2018 and saw that she had a bunch of these great songs. And finally, she's put them all together on one album called About Us. And it is all about this one on-again, off-again relationship that she had. And so it's telling the story as kind of a breakup album, but encapsulating the story of her romantic life.
There's a real nice mix of like bangers and ballads on this. I like the up-tempo stuff a bit more, the momentum and the energy. There's a lot of uplift to them, but there's a lot of resilience in these songs too. G Flip is the artist. The album is called About Us. Let's go next to Boy Scouts and the new album Free Company.
Only to lose.
This is Boy Scouts. The album is Free Company, and the song we're listening to is called Expiration Date, and NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso here to talk about this one. Hey, Marissa.
Hello.
This is another Austin 100 alum, Stephen, from earlier this year, and also a South by Southwest discovery. And now she's out with her first full-length record on Anti.
Yeah, so Boy Scouts is Taylor Vick, who's a songwriter who started uploading her music to MySpace and then SoundCloud and Bandcamp, and now, as you said, Robin, put out her first record for Anti. I read that she toured with J-Som, which totally makes sense to me. I can hear a little bit of that.
She's on the new J-Som record.
That's beautiful. To me, there's a little bit of, like, very tender, sweet Frankie Cosmos in this record, too.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a record about losing love, but also keeping hope in the face of losing love. Like, there are songs called Momentary Love and Throwaway Love, and there's a song about when you love someone but you hate them too. But I feel like at the end of these breakups or difficult conversations, Taylor Vick always comes through with hopefulness and looking at the future, and I think that's so lovely.
She just has such genuine empathy for the world, right?
Yes.
She really wants what's best for everybody, right? And everybody to be happy. And also, I think her understanding that part of the secret to being happy is knowing that you're not always going to be happy,
right,
and being okay with that. And that's like cosign.
That's some deep wisdom, Robin.
Love it. Boy Scouts. The album is called Free Company. And Marissa, stay with us. We've got another one we want to talk about before we let you go. It's Black Belt Eagle Scout. The album is At the Party with My Brown Friends.
You
This is Black Belt Eagle Scout. The album is called At the Party with My Brown Friends, and the song we're listening to is called I Said I Wouldn't Write This Song. I Said I Wouldn't Write This Song. This is an artist we first featured after she signed with Saddle Creek about a year ago and released her debut album. That was actually just in September of last year, and now she's already back with a follow-up.
That is impressive. And Stephen, you were talking with Boy Scouts about great guitar riffs. This record is full of great guitar riffs. She is such a good guitarist. The person behind Black Belt Eagle Scout is Catherine Paul, and she produced this whole record and played all the instruments on it, which is so impressive to me.
She put out a record just almost exactly a year ago called Mother of My Children. And I listened to it, and I thought, I like her. I don't know if the songcraft is all there yet.
Mm-hmm.
The songcraft is all there here. The amount of growth that I heard from album to album, now I get it.
Yeah, and she really took us on a thematic journey. Like, Mother of My Children is so much a record about grieving and loss, and then At the Party with My Brown Friends is such a celebration of love, and especially love between friends. She has a song on this record called Going to the Beach with Haley, which is about going to the beach with Haley Hendrix, a singer-songwriter
my
whom I
Haley.
Love. Yeah,
yeah,
my friend. But yeah, there are a couple songs on this record, too, that are about romantic love, but feel like they could also be interpreted to be about friendship or the other way around. There's a song about her mother and how much she honors and respects and cherishes her connection with her mother. It's really beautiful thematic growth, I think.
Black Belt Eagle Scout is the artist, and At the Party with My Brown Friends is the band. We've got one more album that we want to play before the break. Marissa, you want to stay for this one? Actually, this is Lana Del Rey.
Oh, I am so here
okay.
for this.
Lana Del Rey and her long-awaited release, Norman Effing Rockwell.
Do you want me or do you not? I heard one thing, now I'm hearing another. Dropped a pin to my parking spot.
The bar was hot, it's 2 a.m. It feels like summer. Happiness is a butterfly. Try to catch it like every night. It escapes from my hands into moonlight. Every day is a lullaby. I'm out on the phone like every night. Singing for my babies on the tour life. Ah. If he's a serial killer, then what's the worst that can happen to a girl who's already hurt? I'm already hurt. If he's as bad as they say, then I guess I'm cursed. Looking into his eyes, I think he's already hurt. He's already hurt. I said, don't be a jerk, don't call me a taxi. Sitting in your sweatshirt, crying in the backseat. I just wanna dance with you. Hollywood and Vine, Black Rabbit in the alley. I just wanna hold you tight down the avenue. I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna dance with you. Baby, I just wanna dance.
This is Lana Del Rey. Her new album is called Norman Effing Rockwell. The song is called Happiness is a Butterfly. The songs from this record have been trickling out for a while now. I want to say that it felt like we were hearing an album was imminent for like a year now or more. But it's finally here. I have a lot of thoughts and feels about Lana Del Rey and this album, but I kind of want to hear what you all think first.
I, for one, am just glad that we seem to have moved past the think piece era when it comes to Lana Del Rey. That we no longer have to like absorb these windbag 7,000 word essays about if she's authentic enough.
Right.
And we can finally soak up the fact that she has crafted this amazing persona that is like gloomy California pleasure seeker.
Exactly.
And that works so, so well. Now, I mean, this album is a meal. It is 67 minutes long, and it doesn't move around tonally very much. So you want to get into the mood for it if you're going to digest it in its entirety. But she just has such a mastery at this point of that exact persona, that exact feel, and you can just get lost in it.
Yeah, it has 14 songs. Like you said, Stephen, it's over an hour long, so there's a lot to listen to. And I think you're right that she has crafted this persona that she lives in and has like perfectly sketched the contours of. But a thing that I like so much about this record is that you can kind of feel her pushing back on that in certain spots. Like on Mariner's Apartment Complex, she is a little bit talking back to the idea that she's just this sad girl who's wallowing in her sadness, when really she has way more kind of self-understanding and self-definition than that. And I like hearing that on this album.
Yeah, Stephen, you talk about we've finally moved past the conversation about her authenticity. But for people who don't know the argument about, she gave a performance on Saturday Night Live early on in her career. It was like 2012 or something like that. That it was not very good, and the haters just piled on. And then people were complaining that she changed her name and the way she looks. She's not real.
No dude's ever done that.
Yeah, exactly. And I hadn't heard her music before I heard all the complaints. And then when I finally did, I'm like, you people are out of your mind. I really find, especially from, I'd say, around 2014 when she put out Ultraviolence, I'd say from that record on especially, her music has been pretty unimpeachable.
I think her first Video Games, that first single, is fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, she does not crank out cookie-cutter pop hits that fall on all the familiar tropes, you know. Her music really goes places. It stretches out. It gets weird and deep, and it has lots of layers. I want to play a little bit of a cut called Cinnamon Girl.
Thank you.
And this is nearly 5 minutes into the song. So many of these tracks are just little odysseys.
Man, if you only give her 10 minutes, listen to the song Venice Bitch.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, it's her stairway to heaven. it's an odyssey, and it's gorgeous, and it's cool.
Yeah.
And it can be funny. Like, she has this little quippy sense of humor that you don't always expect, and especially you don't always expect in a song that's like 9 minutes long and just keeps unfurling.
Lana Del Rey is the singer. Her new album is Norman Effing Rockwell. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.
We still have a few more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday and, of course, our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for NPR comes from Newman's Own Foundation, working to nourish the common good by donating all profits from Newman's Own food products to charitable organizations that seek to make the world a better place. More information is available at newmansownfoundation.org.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on August 30th. We start off the second half of our show with the band Close Talker and the album How Do We Stay Here? This is the band Close Talker. The album is How Do We Stay Here, and this song is called Wait. This is a trio from Saskatoon, Canada, another South by Southwest discovery from just a couple of years
ago. From 2017.
Yeah, and I know this is a band that you've been following and loving for a while now.
Yeah, in 2017, they put out a song called Afterthought that was one of my very, very favorite songs of that year. That mix of soft and smooth, a little tiny bit of rye to
it, you know,
that kind of sweet sway, a song that just got under my skin and stayed there all year long. And this is the band's third album. And as you can kind of hear from what we just played, it's not necessarily the grabbiest music, but it's really thoughtful and hypnotic. It's one that I really recommend listening to in its entirety instead of trying to grab kind of that one perfect song the way you could with the song Afterthought.
You say it's not super grabby, but hypnotic. I think like just on the song we heard, Wait, there's this moment in the intro when they're leading up to the song where everything drops out except the bass and you're expecting the singer to come in.
Yep.
And you're waiting and you're waiting. Waiting.
Yep.
You're waiting.
It just it hangs there.
Yeah. And that's what really grabbed me. These are songs that are about largely living in a world that doesn't make any sense and figuring out how to be a better person and grow when nothing makes sense.
It's a recurring theme this week.
Yeah, and I think they do it very beautifully on this one. The band is Close Talker, and the album is called How Do We Stay Here? Let's go next to the band Somos. The band Somos, their new album is called Prison on a Hill.
Prison on a Hill.
The band is Somos, the album is Prison on a Hill, and the song we're listening to is called Absent and Lost. NPR Music's Lars Gotrich here for this one. Hey, Lars.
Hey, Robin.
This is a trio from Boston, and Lars, why don't you start by just telling us why this one is important to you this week?
Yeah, this one kind of came out of a tragic situation. The band's guitarist, Phil Haggerty, died earlier this month. He was only 28 years old, and there's so much you can read into an album like this when such a tragedy has occurred.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was pouring through these lyrics and, you know, you could take what you want from them. There are kind of like two big themes that I see. The one is about exile from home and life. And another one is about dreams and dreamlessness. And there seems to be a hope and anxiety about the future. And in fact, at the end of the liner notes, it actually says the future is unwritten, which hits differently when you think about their guitarist. But I would hope and I would think that the band and Phil Haggerty would want you to come to this record with all the hard work and creativity that they put into it. This is their third album, and this is probably their best. And this record kind of lives somewhere between the moody atmosphere and sparkling invention of Jimmy Eat World's Clarity, which is such an iconic record in the emo world, but also kind of like the 80s throwback pop of like Paramore's latest record. And I think it all fits together very richly and very beautifully. And in any case, I'm really in love with this record.
The band is Somos. The album is called Prison on a Hill. We still have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but as always, there are a handful of other notable albums that we want to mention, starting with the country singer Trisha Yearwood. She has a new album out now called Every Girl. Whitney, the band Whitney, a lot of Whitney fans out there, their new album is finally out. It's called Forever Turned Around. And the singer Jesse Malin also has a new record out now. Jesse Malin's record is called Sunset Kids.
The noise artist, who records under the name Pharmacon, that's with a PH, has a particularly noisy but very textural record called Devour that I've been loving.
That is the most appropriately named album. Yeah. I felt like I felt when I listened to that record like I was being eaten alive.
You know, it is actually about cannibalism, sort of.
Oh, God, really? Good God. All right.
There is also a new record by Charlie Parr, the folk singer, very stripped down, no band on this one. It's just him and acoustic guitar and a harmonica. It's absolutely lovely. And the first record in 7 years by the Futureheads, a band that I loved when I was in college, a really great English post-punk band. They do a lot of like ping-pongy vocal harmonies and things like that. And this record's a lot heavier. There's a lot of post-Brexit kind of anxiety around it. The name of the record is Powers.
Well, there are a couple of big releases that have been talked about recently on All Songs Considered, so we're not going to go into them too much again on this show. Bon Iver, their new album, I, the physical release is out today. They dropped it digitally 3 weeks ago. It's a beautiful record. Joan Shelley, Like the River Loves the Sea. She is an absolutely wonderful Kentucky singer-songwriter whose music slows the blood in such a wonderful way. That record is out today. For something completely different from Joan Shelley, Tool, the metal band Tool, has its first album in 13 years. It is called Fear Inoculum. We did not get a chance to hear it before taping. That is a huge release out today. And also the rapper Common, his new album is called Let Love.
All those albums out now on August 30th, along with the last one that we want to play. It's the latest from Sheryl Crow, and it's called Threads.
Money is the Bentley parked on Wall Street. Money is the new friends you make each week. Money is the inside guy at the bank. Money is the yacht right before it sank. Bet you never thought you'd want so much. Bet you never thought I'd be so tough. So you sell your soul for a piece of the pie. Now you can't sleep, so you don't even want. I wouldn't wanna be like you. I wouldn't wanna be like you. No way.
the grease in the palm of the handshake. Money covers up all the evidence. Not taking all the money would have made the best sense. Bet you never thought you'd be that much. Bet you never thought I'd be so rough. You thought you could beat them at that game, but they wrote the rules. Now you take a vote.
This is Sheryl Crow. Her new album is called Threads. The song is Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. It features St. Vincent. I got to be honest, Lars, I didn't have you pegged as a Sheryl Crow fan, but this was one you wanted to talk about today.
Oh, I've loved Sheryl Crow since the 90s and that incredible run, three run of albums that were released during that decade.
Yeah. Starting with Tuesday Night Music Club, her first two solo records.
And the self-titled and the Globe Sessions.
Yeah, same.
Great records.
Yeah. No, great records. And, you know, I've kind of like fallen off with her music in the last decade. She still churns them out, but those records in particular hold a special place in my heart. And this record, it pulls a little bit from those 90s records. It has a little bit of that pop sheen to it.
And she's collaborating with a whole army of other artists on this record, and it's kind of out of control.
I'm not even going to be listing up all the names. Bonnie Raitt, Mavis Staples, Chris Stapleton, Chuck D, Andra Day, Eric Clapton, Sting, Jason Isbell, Keith Richards, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, St. Vincent, Stevie Nicks, Margo Price, Neil Young. I'm not even
Randy Carlyle, Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah, I'm not even mentioning like the world-class studio musicians that are on this record.
Right.
And I will say this, it is an overstuffed record.
Yes. Yeah, part of that may be that she has said that this is going to be her last album.
Right, you know? She has said it's going to be her last album. She's still going to keep herself open to one-off singles and things like that. She's still going to tour. But I really love this record. It does the thing that Sheryl Crow does. She writes really fun, buoyant songs underpinned with a bit of darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at 17 songs and 75 minutes with all of those collaborators, this is absolutely bound to be an uneven album. It is an uneven album. Mm-hmm. But at its best, it really shines. I am most skeptical of all at the idea that this is her last album.
I hope it's not.
Fact that it is inspired by her need to say more about the state of the world, I don't think that need to say more about the state of the world is likely to go away.
Right.
So I will welcome her back when the time comes.
Sheryl Crow's the singer. Her new album is called Threads. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Lars.
Thank you, Robin.
And Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to see a list of everything we talked about and hear full versions of the songs we featured on this week's show, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen to the playlist in both Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. Also, a reminder to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with all the latest from NPR Music, including Tiny Desks, music news, special features, and more. Just go to npr.org/music newsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.